Prepping Radio. This is Chiara Nicoletti from Alice nella Città, and today I'm with Laurie Wells, director, and India Enenga, actress of Scout, screening here in competition. So welcome, girls. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
Very nice to be here. Thank you.
Could you briefly introduce Scout?
Scout is a story of a teenage girl who pretty much loses her family due to circumstances beyond her control, and has to go on the road to get her sister back. And it's basically a story about if your own biological family doesn't work out, you can form your own family with people you meet along the way.
Hinya, you're the protagonist, you're a scout. Can you tell us more about her?
I think Scout is definitely an older person trapped in a young person's body, and sort of the issues of her character come from contending with that and from sort of knowing that she's capable of taking care of herself and taking care of the family that she creates, but not necessarily being given that opportunity by the authority figures around her.
Since you said that, I'm going to jump to a question I wanted to ask later, because the thing I liked most about Scout is her ability of accepting and respecting other people's problem. That's something that only an adult and not all adults can do. I mean, she has been through a lot, and still she doesn't judge.
Yes, no, I completely agree. I mean, I think what's so important about her character is that she, because she's been taken for granted for so long, she doesn't want to treat other people in that way. So she doesn't sort of put societal norms on anybody else. She lets people be who they are, and she either wants to be around them or she doesn't. And if she does, then, you know, she's accepting of who they are and all their problems.
So tell me, how did you come up with the idea, and how was it, since you're a mother and daughter, how was to write the film together? Because for me, in my opinion, I have a very good relationship with my mom, but I don't know about writing a film with her. So,
well, we have a very good relationship also, most of the time, I think. And we'd always wanted to do something together. India's been acting since she was 9 years old. I was a director before she was born. And we had talked about hopefully someday doing something together, and this seemed like the right time. So we looked at parts that would be interesting for her to play, that would be a challenge yet wouldn't be unbelievable. And one of her favorite films was The Professional, the Natalie Portman character. So we looked at that for inspiration. We looked at about 15 different films for inspiration. There's also a French film called Sundays in Sibel that someone had recommended we try to remake, but we couldn't get the rights to. But what both those films had in common was that it was a younger girl who meets up with an older man, and they basically form their bond, their own family, because the girl doesn't really have a family anymore. And so we just started playing off that idea and playing off two completely different characters, polar opposites. She's a poor girl from West Texas who's basically been taking care of her family by a little bit of shoplifting and a lot of ingenuity, and he's a very rich, suicidal young man from New York City, who's grown up very spoilt and hasn't really ever had to take care of himself, with a domineering mother who he's been trying to get out from underneath her. And we just thought it'd be really interesting, what if these two people come together and form their own family to help each other? You know, he helps her in certain ways, and she helps him, you know, realize that life is worth living, and he helps her realize, you know, that she can have a family that works. And so, and working together was wonderful. We have a sort of unspoken language. We can communicate really easily that other people, you know, working together, it's harder. So it was, I really enjoyed it. It was a great experience.
Was there a moment in which you had a fight, or what were the most difficult times, let's say?
There were certainly a few moments where things got tense. That's inevitable. You know, there was, I think the hardest moment for the film, at least, had nothing to do with our relationship. It was just sort of a budget and time issue. There was this one sequence at the carnival that just, you know, we were there for too long, and that was sort of a nightmare. But working together, you know, I think it actually, because we know each other so well, it was really positive as opposed to negative, because, you know, we could just, if she wanted to tell me something and be very direct, that was totally fine, and I could take it, and we could move forward. And so I think it just really made the process faster and more intensive and more enjoyable. So,
if we want to find a message from the film, should it be that bloodlings doesn't necessarily mean family, but that you can create your own family, and because doesn't mean anything that you feel related with blood to a person.
Yes, I mean, that's definitely the message of the family, and also just that, you know, if your life isn't what you would hope it to be, that don't give up. There's a possibility you can make changes and find the life that you want.
Here's something that I always ask, especially when the directors and actresses are come out of a meeting with the judges and the young adults that are your audience. So was there something that they noticed or they got from the film that you hadn't thought about and you were like, oh, wow. there's something that they got that you were very happy about?
I mean, it's always interesting to see what questions people will ask. They ask some interesting questions. They seem like a very thoughtful group of young people. I mean, one thing that someone asked that no one's ever asked before is, why did we cast Danny Glover in one of the roles? Which was a good question. Were there any others that stuck out to you? I mean, they definitely were interested in what the theme of the film was about, you know, going beyond just what's on the screen and the deeper meaning. And they definitely had put some thought into watching the film and thinking about the film. But.
Yeah, I mean, I think that they definitely picked up on the theme of family and were interested in that. And also the idea of it being a road movie, which is, I think, can get lost as you watch the film. So I was really, really glad that they were thinking about that and asking questions about that. And, you know, also just asking about, there was one question about how hard it is to be a female director in America, which I think is a really important question to ask and not something that, and it was a young man that asked it. So, you know, it's wonderful to see that young people are thinking about that and interested in that as an issue, you know, not just, I mean, one of the inspirations for this film was that we both felt very frustrated in our fields, and you know, I felt like there was no meaty part for a 15 or 16 year old girl, and she felt like it was really hard to get a movie made as a female director. So that's sort of where the collaboration really started from also, and it's great that as an audience they were thinking about that and curious about that.
Hopefully something is changing then.
Yes, I think it is slowly, but it still needs some work.
Definitely. Thank you, girls. Good luck for the film, for Scout. Thank you for doing this film. It was a breath of fresh air, as I said, so thank you.
Thank you so much. It was great to meet you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And this is Chiara Nicoletti from Alice nella Città for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.